Got it, Rex.
Hang on. It's Dylan here. My wife dropped off car this morning to get it looked at, and the Subaru Outback, black one.
Yep.
And you recommended we take it to Transfix, or someone did. I can't remember who she spoke to.
Transfix or J. Pringle Automotive, the other one.
Yeah, so I took it to Transfix today.
Yeah.
And he had a look at it, and he, like, ran the diagnostics and whatever, and nothing about the transmission was coming up, according to him. He was getting, like, a few... I've got the codes in my phone. I can't remember what they are. I got a photo of them, but they're, like, a few B codes, but they're about, like, power dropping out and stuff like that.
Yeah, so that's...
He did something to do possibly with the alternator, but even he was not sure, but he was pretty confident it wasn't a transmission thing.
Yeah, right, but there was transmission codes in it this morning.
Right.
Which I cleared those out, but then there was also battery-related codes, which I was telling her you guys might need to replace the battery.
Yep, so we got RACV out before that, and they ran some diagnostics and tested the battery. So the battery was fine. We actually got it only like 18 months ago.
Okay.
Like it was 100%. And he was getting some like C codes, like the RACV code. And
is this what a C code is?
They were like ABS. One was, what were they in?
ABS is... transmission control and parking brake.
Yeah, so it was, so ECM control system, transmission control module fault, and parking brake system communication circuit. So I showed that to the Transfix guy, and he was saying that's probably like just again like the lack of power or something, like triggering, like tripping the sensors throughout the car, which was causing those. But he couldn't get it. He, like, nothing about the transmission popped up for him apart from, a bunch of power, B code.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't know what to do now.
We can get it in. We'd have to actually do a proper diagnostic on it and spend some time then.
We assume as much.
All those codes, they're probably not related to something directly, so that would be in the background caused by something else.
Yeah.
So they'll all have all these crazy codes, and then it probably has nothing to do with anything that's coming up. So we can do that, but we'll actually have to book the car in for that, because that's going to take a little bit of time.
Yep, that's fine. Do you have anything available anytime soon? I assume not.
Diagnostics is hard because it takes up a lot of time. Two seconds. I can't really squeeze diagnostics in, like, say, this week or anything like that.
Yeah, no, that's why we assumed it, like, it'll take a little while. So, whenever you're first available.
Let me just look it out.
I guess.
Best case, I can squeeze it in on the 15th of October, so 2 weeks on a Wednesday.
15th.
So
we'll take whatever your first one is, so...
Yeah, done either. We'll get in on the 15th. We might need it for a couple of days, though.
Yeah, 15th for a couple of days. Okay, good to know.
All right, done. Easy. Drop it off. We'll try to work it out. So, typical diagnostics. I think we've had you guys in for other diagnostics, haven't we?
Oh, I think so.
It doesn't really matter. Diagnostics is normally 2 hours is our cap. So, we'll spend 2 hours in the car, so 150 per hour. If we can't work it out within those 2 hours, then we'll give you a call and tell you where we're at, and then see if you want to carry on or if you want to pull the pin for now, and then take the car and we can continue it another day, or whatever you want to do with it. Otherwise, if we work it out within the 2 hours, then we'll just fix it if we can, or call you, telling you obviously what we found.
Okay, cool. Good to know. And do you think it's fine for us to drive it in the meantime, like short trips?
It should be right. Yeah. If it drives normal and that sort of thing, just obviously sort of monitor how it's driving. Normally an engine light isn't anything too crazy to worry about. Like, we've had guys drive around with engine lights for years. It's been fine.
It's definitely losing power, and sometimes it's fine. Sometimes I drove it all the way to Bundura to drop it off, like to show it to the bloke today. And it was fine. But then coming home, it took a while to start, the ignition, and then low accelerator. So you push down the accelerator, there's kind of no power, and then it kind of kicks in.
Yeah.
But then it was mostly fine. So, like, is that something to be worried about, or is that, like, we should still be able to drive it and just be a bit careful around those?
Yeah, maybe just be a bit careful, and maybe just actually keep note of what it's doing and when. Like, what specific conditions, like, is it when the car's hot, when it's cold, certain speed-related things. Maybe keep a note of that sort of stuff and just let us know when you drop it off.
Yeah,
otherwise,
we'll
it should be okay
sure.
to drive.
Okay, good to know.
All right.
Cool. Thank you.
Done. Too easy.
No worries. Cheers, mate. Bye.
All good. See ya.